This has become part of Sumayya bin Abdullah's daily routine. The government has switched off water supply overnight in an attempt to reduce consumption.
I have a tank to save water, and I put buckets in the bathroom and kitchen. Look what I do when I want to do the dishes. I fill bowls with water and use it. But what does someone who doesn't have a tank do?
It's part of tight restrictions, including a ban on the use of drinking water for irrigating farmland or gardens, that are expected to last until September. For the past 5 years, Tunisia has battled a severe drought. The Ministry of Agriculture and Water Resources says not one of the country's 30 dams is even a third full. Authorities estimate water levels in some dams have dropped 60 to 80%. Sidi Salem, the largest, is only 17% full.
Currently, we have reached the red line, or the danger line in terms of water scarcity. The dams are almost empty.
Some Tunisians blame the government for not raising awareness about the importance of saving water.
After shutting off the water for 6 to 7 hours a day, information should have been published about consumption, storage, and the amount allowed to be stored.
The restrictions have prompted farming unions to warn of catastrophically poor harvests this year and are adding to the already tense situation caused by poor public services, high inflation, and a weak economy. Lina Abu Akleh, Al Jazeera.
Now, heatwave is baking south.